People normally think of the Green Party as a party of environmentalism and heavily oriented toward the environment. In your opinion, is that accurate? And how would you and the Green Party differ from the major parties on these more environmental issues, including energy?
Well, I think that in people's minds, I mean, I think some of that has to do with the name of the party, the Green Party. Many people get the party confused with Greenpeace, which, of course, is an environmental, international environmental organization. The Green Party is identified with environmental issues, but I think that what people fail to realize is the Green Party is a political party that takes stands on all issues, on health care, on campaign finance reform, on corporate fraud, on the war on terrorism, on the rights of gays and lesbians. It's a there are many issues. I think that where the Green Party really is, the hallmark of the Green Party is that it's a people's party. What has happened to the two major parties is that they have become captive of the corporate sector. In the last 10 years, last decade, the Republicans and Democrats have received over $1 billion from corporations in political contributions. I think it's about $600 million to the Republicans and $400 million to the Democrats. These parties are now owned by their corporate donors and the wealthy donors who contribute, and that's who those parties are representing. They're not representing the interests of people. One of the things we'd like to say is that dirty politics leads to dirty air and dirty water, and that's what you see. And one of the ways of getting at and achieving the goals of clean air and clean water and better energy policy is to clean up politics and try to work hard to get corporate money out of politics, corporate influence out of politics, because they do not care about the environment. They care about their bottom line, and that's the hallmark of the Green Party, is standing up to these two corporate parties and providing people with a choice they've never had before.